Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. It's Ahead of Pod with me, Nikki Glaser. I'm going to be honest with you. I already recorded one of these, but I just meditated after the recording and realized that it wasn't good enough. It just wasn't. I mean, there were great parts, but it didn't end strong. And I'm just only as good as my closer. I got to be honest with you. That leaves a lot of pressure for this one. But I just had a stinkeroony of a joke at the end that just turned into more of nothing. I mean, I don't even know why I'm telling you about it, to be honest. Like, you would just think that I've only spit in gold all the time. But no, there was too much of a clunker at the end of this podcast, so I couldn't put it out. That's the problem with these things. It's like, there, you can't really edit them. I mean, you can, but it just, it takes my brain too much energy to figure out where and to figure out how to make it sound seamless. And so I'd rather just try to be pretty mediocre throughout, not have too many peaks, because boy, did that valley stand out at the end there. Here's some highlights from the podcast that was never to be released. It was never meant to be. It does still exist. So if something happens along the way with this one, I will put that other one out, and you'll never know that I ever recorded a second one. So that's the crazy thing here. You still could just listen to the first one. I might still send it, in which case none of this matters. I talked about how these are hard for me to do, even though they seem like very easy on paper, you know. Sometimes I don't want to do them. I don't take ever a day off. I think I've done at least 20 something in a row. I've been doing this for at least a month, but never a day do I take off. I have, I don't do anything every day except meditate and brush my teeth, but take a shower. Nope. I've done more podcasts than showers since this quarantine began. I have told you about my feelings more than I've scrubbed my vagina. Guys, do you, like, when you go in the shower, why does everyone take so long to shower? I don't really understand what's going on in there. If I am not washing my hair, I can be in and out within 20 seconds. That's not even like fast. I just get in there and I scrub my, I get wet. I'm not trying to be sexual here. I take a bar of soap, scrub, run it over my one pit. Okay. Then switch hands. Next pit. Cool. Move on. Vagina. Cool. Get the back. Got it. Kind of just like rub it all over, like just everywhere on your body, like really fast, but like not, no scrubbing any other places. Rinse it off. Maybe do a double scrub again on your vagina. Give it another whirl. Let's go. Okay. All right. Cool. Get in there. Great. Okay. And then rinse it off. Rinse. Kind of like spritz it in your face, but not really, because you're going to wash your face later because you forgot your face wash. And if you use the kind that's in your shower that your mom has for the guests, it makes you break out. And you've done that before. It's tempting to wash your face now, but don't. Okay. Get out and then dry. That's how long a fucking shower takes me. What? I'm 3 minutes in this pod, 3 minutes and 35 seconds into this podcast, and I didn't only start talking about a shower well into the podcast. That means that a minute is as long as I need in there. What are you doing in there? If you can't run the shower over your head, I really don't know what you're doing in there, because it's like, it's so unfulfilling to not wash your hair in terms of like the enjoyment you get out of a shower. And I love a shower as much as anyone, but I used to have a joke in my act about my short showers, and I do think they are from the fact that my dad would not let us take long showers, because not that he wouldn't let us, but we would hear about it later if we took a long shower, because we were wasting water and hot water, and it's cost money, and there's a coal mine burning somewhere. Somewhere there's pollution being spewed into the air because you wanted an extra long shower, because you left on that light. There is a factory right now churning out, you know those big smokestacks? Some of that smoke is you. It's because of this lamp that you left on. I would like, he would really kind of spell it out for me like that. And I was like, I get it, Al Gore. Jesus Christ. My dad has actually been trained by Al Gore in Minneapolis. My dad went to a seminar and got trained by Al Gore to give speeches about climate change. So he was onto something back then. It really got in my head. And so I take fast showers. But I used to have a joke that said that was based on that, where my ex-boyfriend always used to be like, Jesus Christ, do you even wash yourself? What are you doing in there? And I'm like, well, I take quick showers because of my dad. Like, growing up, he didn't like us to use too much hot water, and he used to watch us. So I was in and out, you know, I had to speed it along. I thought it was a good joke. Hope it gets some kind of acknowledgement from you, a little lull on your end. What else did I talk about? I talked about, yeah, the burden of doing this every day, which is really such a stupid thing to even complain about. But I'm just trying to say that, like, this isn't easy. And like I've said before, I'm not being paid for it. Comedy Central's not making any money off of it. This is just out of the love of the game, you know? I really do like doing it. But even when you have something you love doing, it's hard to do it 7 days a week. Much like your kids right now, right? Like, if you have kids, of course you love them. But, like, do you also hate them sometimes? Probably. Don't tell them that, you know, because they'll remember. But it's hard not to. Like, I have felt hatred for things that I love before because the circumstance led me to hate those things. But yeah, it's just, it's tough times. What did I want to talk to you guys about? I have to go to the grocery store, and I really did meditate after this podcast, not with the intent of recording another one. I was just like, I didn't get to meditate this morning. And so I wanted to get it in before I went to the grocery store. I'm fucking stressed about leaving the house. And it's not even stressed about catching COVID. It's stressed about, like, the world out there. Like, I feel like I almost have I'm becoming a hermit, or like a little bit housebound, because I'm like scared of just the anxiety out there. But maybe I'm scared of my own anxiety. Maybe I'm projecting that onto other people. But I just, like, I don't know. There's something about being out that feels naughty or like wrong, or like, do I really need to be out getting, like, you know, beet crisps with vegan goat cheese? Yeah, I do. They're delicious. Actually, no, I don't need more of those. I bought a bag, and they're not my favorite, but I do grab a handful here and there when I go to the kitchen. But yeah, I just, like, why am I at the grocery store? Am I feeding some kind of, like, I don't know. I just don't feel like I'm getting that many necessities. I'm kind of just, like, getting, like, things I want, like Flex crackers. And it's like, is that a fucking bunker necessity? So I don't know. I feel weird guilt about being out, and it's also just stressful. Like, you're scared of people. The most people I see is when I go for a run every 3 days, you know, and I'm out there and I run by people and I kind of say hi. At this point, we're all kind of looking at each other. When this first started, I would give them space and we wouldn't look at each other because we were both so embarrassed that we had to give each other space. And now I feel like you kind of acknowledge, like, we're doing this, we're going to do this. Someone had a great tweet the other day that was like, isn't this better than if we all had to get really close together to survive? That was pretty good. Like, what if the rules were we had to bundle together? Which, I mean, could be a thing, but no, it's making us all isolate. Yeah, so I'm going to go to the grocery store, I think. I just don't want to go out there. I really don't. It's weird because, yeah, you have to stand in these, like, lily pads outside of Trader Joe's and wait in line. It's like the worst ride you've ever been on. You wait in line, and I don't have a fast pass. I don't have any, like, kind of VIP, and it bothers me. I don't like waiting in line for anything. I will not wait in line for, like, a fun, new, trendy restaurant or a clothing store or a fucking club. I just don't wait in line. I hate it. And it's not that I think I'm better than it. It really bothers me. The last time I waited in line was, I guess, like, going to see a concert or something. You have to wait in line. But, like, even then, I'd like to just wait till it starts and go late and just walk in my own will. But I have to wait in line at Trader Joe's. It's just part of the game. But you're 6 feet apart from the next person. So you all, like, hop to these lily pads, and it's like a Budweiser commercial in 1996. And it's like, you feel like you're, like, waiting in line to get into the hottest new club. And then you get in there and it's terrifying. It's actually, it's not, it's pretty calm in Trader Joe's because they're doing the lily pad, test beforehand. They're keeping it a limit. They're capping it off. If I go to fucking Deerbergs or Schnucks, it's going to be a madhouse. Maybe you don't get those references, but if you do, I mean, Schnucks is the funniest name. That's a grocery store chain in St. Louis. If you grew up in St. Louis, what's their fucking slogan? The friendlier store, the friendliest friendly store. And it's like, I never really thought of Schnucks that way, but yeah, there's Schnucks, Deerberg, Shop and Save. My mom loves Aldi. Aldi just tastes a little off, a little watered down. Like their almond milk, and I know I shouldn't be drinking almond milk anyway because it just like wastes so much water, but it just, at Aldi, it is water. So they're wasting more. But my mom loves Aldi. I'm paying for all the groceries right now, or at least I'm trying to because I'm just living rent-free and I feel bad about it. And my mom keeps wanting to go to Aldi and I'm like, can you just go to Deerberg's and like I'll pay more? And she's like, but there's a deal on squash at Aldi, Nick. And I'm like, I will pay $1.75 more so you can go to Deerberg's and actually get me like name brand things in other, you know, areas. So I don't know, but my mom loves a deal. My mom loves a fucking deal. And you know what? I told her, if you love a deal, I didn't tell her this, but I did think this the other day. Think of all the deals you've, all the money you've saved, not doing anything, not buying anything, not getting deals has saved you so much money through this quarantine. I mean, I'm not really spending any money. I really am not. I don't want to buy clothes because I don't know what season I'm ever going to be able to wear new clothes in. I need to buy new clothes. I actually just sent away for clothes from my assistant who's living at my apartment right now. She just sent me pictures of my wardrobe, which she, shout out to Grace Ann, like totally organized. And all my stuff's there. And I miss it because I've been living off a suitcase that was just supposed to get me through a week in LA. And when I'm in LA, I just wear, I'm either dressed up for TV shows or I'm wearing workout pants. I don't have any shorts. I don't have any like, what do you guys care? Because I'm boring myself. I am so sorry. I'm looking through my phone right now to look at my beautiful wardrobe and I couldn't find it. Then I'm scrolling through my phone. I'm ignoring what I'm saying. I'm going to have to take this goddamn podcast again. I can't do this. I can't be doing this all afternoon. But yeah, I meditated and figured out my day. Meditation's pretty fucking good. So is a lot of other things. I need to be working out. I need to be exercising. I just tweeted this thing about how important movement is for depression and that depression can't strike a moving target. Well, it can. Like, you know, people need medicine, much like me. I need to be like medicated, at least at this point in my life. And I also need meditation, but I know that I need to move. And I know that I've been suffering more with my depression because I haven't been moving as much. And it's because my stupid Achilles got injured, but there's other things I could have been doing. Walking, I just don't like, but like, because I just want to get it over with. And then also strenuous activity on a carpet makes me like so rageful. And yoga mat, if I get a yoga mat out, my dad's gonna be like, let's do yoga, Nick. I have these tapes downstairs. I'm like, Dad, we don't need to watch yoga DVDs because there's YouTube. There's Yoga with Adrienne. I've heard that she's very calming. I used to watch her videos back in the day. I gotta do that again. I gotta, you know, all these I gottas, whatever. Just do what you gotta do. I'm gonna take a nap later today. I can't wait for that. I'm gonna start remembering my dreams. Everyone's dreams are wild right now. I wanna start remembering them. I wanna start playing them back and writing them, not writing them down, but like remembering them. I'm getting a lot of messages that I'm in people's dreams, which always feels good. I thought about getting a bird. I think I've arrived back at the idea that I shan't get a bird right now because, listen, birds last a really long time. And I know that. I'm the one that says that all the time. And even I got in my own head, like, I can get a bird. No, I can't. Not yet. Not until I have like a family that can all care for the bird. Me as a single woman, I don't have the means to take care. Like I could do it right now if quarantine lasted for 26 years, but that's how long some of these birds last. You know, I just talked to a radio guy today that I did a radio show and I woke up this morning. That's why I didn't get time to meditate. I planned it wrong. But I jumped on radio as soon as I woke up. I like woke up to them like, hey, we're going to call you in 1 minute. And I was like, oh, shit. OK, I just woke up. And so I get on air and the guy's telling me he got a bird. It was it lasted 26 goddamn years, guys. Can't just get birds willy nilly. So as much as I want one, if I could be guaranteed to have a bird that would like be on my shoulder and be an emotional support animal, I don't know that I'd even do that. I would like to first try to find like a partner before I give up and just get a macaw, you know? But a pirate's life might be for me, you know? It just might be. And that's not, I can't wait to get a bird. I will be happy when I'm a bird lady. Cat lady, I don't know if I'm going to be happy if I get to cats, but I love animals so much. I'm sure I will love cats just as much, but, yeah, I was just about to send away for a bunch of, I was thinking about a bunch of things that I want my assistant to send me from my wardrobe, and it's all leopard print or like has cats on it. And I'm like, holy shit. I am not even joking, you guys. There's like four different shirts with cats on it. And I didn't realize it. I'm like I was turning into Carol Baskins, like the way she dresses. And my everything was like headed that way. So I'm glad of this, that documentary and the pandemic intercepted me on my transition to Carol Baskins. But I don't own any cats, but I was sure headed for that. Hannah Burner was almost getting me on board with cats. And I'm not off board with cats, but I just got on that bird train. And now I'm off the bird train and I'm back to just find a human that you can get along with, Nikki, who you want on your shoulder all the time. I gotta go to Trader Joe's. I'm stressed out about it, but I'm gonna wear a mask, I'm gonna wear gloves, and I'm gonna document it on my Instagram story so that it's not in vain. Because if you don't capture it for social media, like, did it happen? And truly it didn't, because I tend to forget things right after they happened recently. I just reset all the time. Just living in the moment, you know, taking it moment by moment. And I hope you do too. Podcast after podcast. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. I'll tell you how it went down, or maybe I won't, because I will forget to tell you about this. If there's anything that I promise to follow up on, or if you want me to follow up on, just shoot me a DM and remind me. If you're like, whatever happened with this, Nikki, we don't know. Listen, sometimes I don't remember what I talk about on here. Let me know. I will fill you in on what happens. So if you're interested to hear what happens at Trader Joe's, remind me tonight. But otherwise, I think it'll be pretty non-eventful. Oh, remind me to tell you guys about karaoke with my parents last night. That was fun. As always, if there is anything you ever want to talk me to talk about on this podcast, just let me know. If it's a good idea, I will take you up on it. Oh my gosh, I would love it. So thank you for listening. Squirt, squirt. Trader Joe's.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.